Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the sports you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Drain Itchy. Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
All right, folks. Coming to you live from Porta Pizza. Duh.
It's all right. Don't worry.
You would think after all this time on the air, I would finally not talk through the intro.
You would think.
But you know, did I hear Tony Perez in that intro?
No.
I thought his name popped up.
No, not Tony Perez.
I still don't know half the guys in your intro.
What?
Some of the names I don't know.
You don't know the names?
Hardy Nickerson? Who's that?
You don't know who Hardy Nickerson is?
No. Oh, what's he do?
Hardy Nickerson is, he came here as a free agent to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
And kind of started the change of the Bucs into a decent team, into a decent franchise. Now, they still would need to go like 80% over the next 400 years to get to 50%. But
well, how come Big John McCarthy's not in the open liner yet?
Well, seeing that the stream's not working, you don't have to kiss Shane's rear right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I got to kiss it.
Yeah, but he can't hear it, so it doesn't matter. We're on Tan Talk.
He'll replay it.
Well, we'll have the replay as well. So, Steve Savan, you coming up momentarily. We're going to talk about this month's Audio Technica giveaway. So, that should be happening in the next couple minutes. That'll be cool. A list of things to talk about. This is All-Star Weekend for the NBA. It's All-Star Weekend, basically. It's the Super Bowl of NASCAR this weekend.
Yeah, the Daytona 500.
Isn't that still always crazy that the biggest race, allegedly, is the start of the season?
Let's not get carried away. I mean, it's not.
They call it the Super Bowl of NASCAR.
They call it not racing, just NASCAR.
Well, of NASCAR.
Because the Indy 500 is still top dog.
To who?
It's the largest sports spectacle on the planet.
No, it's not.
That's what they claim.
No, it's not.
That's what they say.
Well, but it's not true.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not what they claim.
But the Daytona 500
big event, huge event.
Is a huge event. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the newest, biggest sensation in all of sports reported to camp this week. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the ball kid, the ball dad, ball family.
Lamar?
We're going to talk about
LeVar?
All of
LeVar?
LeVar and Lamar.
What are you doing, suing the Better Business Bureau for the 3B brand? What's wrong with that guy?
A lot. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the Arizona cheerleader. A ton of stuff to get to.
All right.
But as we do once a month, we reach out to our expert at Audio Technica, Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. As always, let's get right into it. I know we're going to talk about the ATH-AR3IS.
This is part of our Sonic Fuel. These are on-ear headphones, and they've got a mic and inline control to control your music player and take calls from your smartphone. The cool thing about these is they are on-ear headphones with a 40-millimeter driver that's going to give you a full, rich sound, clear mids, clear highs, and a powerful detail, but not like over-the-top bass. I mean, it's going to sound natural. It's not going to sound artificial. Great headphones. Go ahead.
So, I didn't mean to jump in. I was going to say, let's pretend this is the first time that we've talked, or more importantly, this is the first time that some people are tuning in, and explain the difference between over-ear, in-ear, and on-ear.
Okay. An on-ear headphone rests on your ear. An over-ear headphone cups around your ear. And an in-ear headphone, obviously, is an earbud that goes inside your ear canal. Now, a lot of people like the on-ear headphone because they feel it's less confining than having something completely cover your ear. And an inside story, a lot of sportscasters would prefer an on-ear headphone over an over-ear headphone because it doesn't mess up their hair.
How about that? Yeah, I've seen people kind of wear them upside down as well for the same reason, because they don't want to mess up their totally
crazy. Headphone head when they're going for that post-game interview live on camera.
Talk about the importance of the ear pads.
Well, you know, the one thing about these, since they do rest on your ears, we give you a memory foam style ear pad that's going to basically kind of just caress your ear, for lack of better terms. And the adjustable headband allows them to fit a wide variety of head sizes.
And I think that's important. You know, when you use these headsets, you know, headphones, you know, for a long period of time, you're on a plane, you're out in the yard working, whatever, you do want it to be comfortable.
Absolutely. And the fact is, because they're an on-ear headphone as opposed to an over-ear headphone, that memory foam has to seal on top of your ear to give you, you know, it's going to help isolate, you know, background sounds and other things of that nature.
Now, I'm sure many years ago when a new product would come out, you and I would talk, I recall doing this, asking whether there's a mic or whether there's not. It seems that more and more, if not all, now have the mic capability where you can use them with your smartphones, correct?
Right. With all the smart devices, these all have the inline control and the, you know, the four, you know, the tip ring sleeve connector that will plug into your device that has a 1/8-inch connector. Or if you have one that doesn't have an 1/8-inch connector, you can use a little adapter that comes with your phone. My phone doesn't have an 1/8-inch connector, but I use the adapter when I want to use this type of headphone. The other cool thing about this is the cord is detachable or removable because, you know, you all know the scenario. You're doing something and you break the connector, you break the cord or whatever. And this way you can easily replace the cord if that should happen.
Where can our listeners get more information and probably even more importantly, where can our listeners purchase the ATH-3IS?
You can purchase the ATH-AR3IS from our website by going to www.audio-technica.com, search for it under headphones, under the Sonic Fuel line, and there is a buy now box right on the product profile page where you can buy these. The U.S. Price is $79. Great pair of headphones, great sound, extremely comfortable, and they're small and compact. So when you're traveling, you fold these guys up and toss them in your bag.
As we always do, we're going to give a pair away tonight. Drawing will be at 11:59:59. Before I let you go, do you think LeBron James will be back in Cleveland next year?
You know, I think LeBron is going to stick around. He is a lot happier now with the recent trades and changes in the team. And I think I'm hoping he sticks around. I mean, he's a Cleveland guy. You know, I think there was a little bit of, you know, things weren't happening right, that, you know, weren't firing on all cylinders, as they say. I think that's all coming back. And, I think they made some adjustments, and it's kind of like fine-tuning the car, and I think they're ready to roll.
I know there's been a lot of talk about the Lakers, but I like that long shot. There's a possibility that he could end up in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia. There are some rumors running.
There are rumors, but, you know, I'm hoping that he stays here in the Cleveland area and continues to give us the support that he's given us, and, you know, we will have to wait and see.
Awesome. As always, Steve, thank you very much. And once again, it's the ATH-AR3IS drawing tonight at 11:59:59. Steve, have a great weekend.
You too, Randy. Take care and enjoy the weather down there.
Absolutely. That is Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica. All right. I know when we did Knockout Radio on Wednesday, we started with my pet peeve. It's always my pet peeve. I'm still ready to go out to the Skyway and jump off the bridge because of Shaun White. Talk me down. Now, Sean's apologized since.
For dragging the American
flag. For dragging and stepping.
God's water. Frozen precipitation.
It doesn't matter whose water
soil,
it is.
It's not soil. It's not the ground.
It is soil.
It's not the ground. It's not, we discussed this. It's not the ground. It's not dirt. It's not the ground. It's God's water. Frozen.
It doesn't matter.
That makes it okay.
It's the ground.
snow. Snow's not the ground.
It's not?
It evaporates. It's gone.
But it's on the ground. Melts. But it's on the ground.
The snow is on the ground.
Fine, let me ask you this. Would you eat something off the ground?
I would eat yellow snow.
I'm sure you would. But would you eat something off the ground?
5-second rule, yeah, sure.
All right, say a 20-minute rule. Something's been on the ground. Something's been on the ground for 20 minutes. Are you going to eat it?
No.
Something's been on the ice for 20 minutes. You going to eat it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you really?
I got a hockey game. Somebody throw a squid out there. I'm going to pick that
thing
up.
You're going to fry it
up? Sushi.
God. You continue to baffle
you
me.
You wouldn't eat that?
No.
A fresh squid off the after a hat trick or whatever?
Raw?
Yeah, sushi. No. Throw some hot sauce on it or some soy sauce?
No. No, as always.
I got a pet peeve. I developed one.
I have a pet peeve, too. It's you. But
no.
Go ahead.
No, Steve from Auto Technica. That guy, he makes me insecure. I mean, he's got the best radio voice in town.
He does.
Ever.
He's got great hair, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Yeah, he does.
God.
Yeah,
I mean, that guy's got everything going for him, except he lives in a cold climate.
Yeah, something wrong with that. All right, I listed a whole bunch of things. I was out at spring training earlier with the Phillies, so I'm going to start with that. Spring training kicking off, and I'm not even going to attempt to say his name, but the newest sensation in Major League Baseball arrived with the Angels. You know about this kid, right?
The Angels or the Yankees?
The Angels. No, the Angels. We don't care about the Yankees
what
right
about
now.
The Stratton dude that went from Miami to
Stanton, not Stratton.
What?
I want to talk about the Japanese superstar.
Okay.
Rookie.
Oh.
Rookie.
Suzuki? Ichiro?
No, he's down in Miami. He's gone.
Is he still playing?
This kid.
Okay.
And it was in the deal. And he refused to talk to any Major League Baseball team that didn't allow him to pitch and hit.
Okay, so
he's going to do both. He's going to pitch once a week, and he's going to DH the rest of the
in the American
the week.
League.
Well, obviously, that's why he's in the.
Why didn't he go in the American League or the National League? Why didn't he just? Because then they automatically pitch and hit.
Yeah,
it's part of the game,
right? But he
do you like that? Do you like because by the time they get to what the postseason, you know, and they're playing against or the World Series,
right.
is that really fair? I mean, why do they have different rules for different leagues?
Yeah, I don't necessarily like the rule, but I don't dislike it either. And here's why. I like that they separate the American and National League.
Okay.
Then they went and made the change where now there's interleague play. So it kind of takes away from that. But
is there an advantage for one side versus the other by having a designated DH? I mean, statistically,
well, sure.
does that give you better on-base percentage?
It's definitely an advantage to, and I know this is going to sound stupid, but it is this show. It's going to be an advantage for whoever has home field advantage.
Okay.
So even in the National League, we're pitchers bat. Now, it's a very slight of an advantage with the National League because their pitchers hit, but they can't hit anyway. You know, there's a handful of pitchers that,
why are pitchers so bad at hitting?
You know, it's an interesting question because pitchers can always hit in high school.
Okay.
Pitchers normally hit fairly well in college.
Okay.
But then once they get, they just stop hitting. And
you think they would have, like, they would know the mechanics. They would know where the release points are. They would see the ball coming. They would know the strike zones and the movement of the ball. Wouldn't they be able to anticipate the ball better than, like, let's say a fielder?
No. Not necessarily, because hitters hit all the time. Pitchers don't.
Well, what are they doing in spring training? Get them in the batter's box.
Well,
get them training.
Again, depending on whether it's American or National League, National League spring training, pitchers are in the batting cages. Pitchers are, you know, practicing their bunting. Because I would say, and I'm going to make this up, 82% of the time, like that, 82.
Sounds good.
Not 80, not 85.
Is that Holiday's number?
I don't know what his number was. If you keep talking about him, we'll bring it up.
What do you mean?
I've got some issues about it.
What do you got wrong with Holiday?
We'll talk about it.
You can talk about the doc.
We're going to talk about it in a segment or two. Okay. Right now, you're talking about pitchers hitting.
All right.
Okay. All right. So the advantage, like I said, kind of flip flops, because in the American League you have the DH. So your guy has been DHing all year. It's kind of difficult, so they say, to get accustomed to DHing.
Okay.
Because you come up and you typically hit first inning, maybe second. Normally your DH hits 3, 4, 5, something like that, you know, or tees or whatever. So then you have to sit around for possibly 45 minutes before you hit again. How do you stay loose? Do you run here? Do you do that? Do you go into the dugout? What do you do? But you're accustomed to doing that throughout the season.
Okay.
Then when it gets into interleague play, or when it gets into the World Series, now you have the advantage because the National League team that's now going to have a DH is not used to that, is not accustomed to that. We all seem to think it's not a big deal, but then again, everything seems to be a big deal to athletes.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't tell you why. So this kid hits 10,000 mile home runs. Obviously impossible. His shots that he has hit in Japan have been legendary.
Oh, wow.
Will he be able to do that right out of the blocks?
I don't know.
Will his 102-mile-an-hour fastball be just as dominating here as it was over in Japan?
I don't know.
I think that will. 102 strikes are 102 strikes.
Yeah, I mean, 102 is 102.
Now, the pitching that he's used to hitting in Japan is not Kershaw here, you know, in the States. Is not.
But these guys are going to, like, locate his pitches. I mean, the batters in America are going to pick this kid apart. If he's throwing, I don't care if you're throwing 102, 105. If you're just throwing one pitch, you can get lit up in this league.
It's going to be interesting. You know, it really will, and I'm looking forward to it. All right, a lot of things to get to. You do have until 11:59 tonight to register for the Audio-Technica ATH-AR3IS. Go to the website. It is up. It is running. It is kicking butt. KnockoutRadio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the NECCAR Daytona 500 this weekend and what to anticipate. And somebody's that this is her last race. Now I give it away. Her last race.
Well, don't worry. She won't win.
You think so? All right. We'll get back to it. This is Talking Sports brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Craig Culver on Culver's Fresh Frozen Custard Chocolate Shake.
Here's something you may not know. Our chocolate shake actually begins with Culver's vanilla fresh frozen custard, made with the world's finest vanilla.
Wait a minute, vanilla?
Yep, it's the ultimate foundation for all our shakes and malts. Then we add thick, rich chocolate and handcraft it right before your eyes.
Tell you what I do know. That sounds incredible right now.
Nothing beats a cool, creamy chocolate shake. That's what makes it a classic. Welcome to Delicious.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, one, two, three.
So my thing is, we be quiet, and we can just listen to Bruno Mars.
Oh,
because that's a whole lot better than this show.
You get it.
Why?
A finesse song?
Couldn't even tell you what that is.
We'll be dancing in the studio with that song.
I'm dancing in the studio anyway. Once again, we are broadcasting live this Friday and next Friday when the Randy Regime will be in town from Torta Pizza, duh.
Oh, yeah, do.
You can do all you want. It's duh.
Do to you.
Anybody that comes in within the next 36 minutes, I'm going to give a pair of Renaissance tickets to. I'll get them somewhere, somehow, some way, and a couple slices of pizza.
Done.
What kind of pizza? What slices are up on the, what do you call that?
Oh, we'll go somewhere good. We won't be here.
Oh, we're going to go to Domino's or Pizza Hut or something?
We'll go to the gas station, racetrack. We'll get something.
Do they have better pizza?
Probably.
No, they don't. The pizza here at Torta Pizza is unbelievable. What's up on your line right now?
I got it all. I got Buffalo, barbecue, Iron Man.
What's the strangest request you've ever had? Somebody comes in and says, can you make?
Middle Eastern guys, they'll come in with like a raw egg, and they'll have you make a pizza, whatever toppings, the way you would normally do it, and then crack an egg, drop it right in the center of it, and then put it in the oven.
And I've seen that.
So that's, yeah.
But then the egg fries in the oven.
Right.
So it's not awful.
Right. No, it's not awful. And then they break the yolk and then all, with the crust, and then they use that as like a dipping sauce.
Okay, next time that's what I want.
Done.
Okay.
Bring your egg.
And I'll bring an egg.
Yeah, bring an egg.
All right. When I get my Iron Man, we'll crack an egg. All done. Right, so back to the Daytona 500.
Really? Why? Why do you care?
Well, I really don't care. But
I mean, am I the only one that's missed that the Olympics are going on? I mean, like, it's a major event.
Is it really going on now?
It's already started. It's already, what, a weekend?
Yeah, in a weekend.
10 days?
And you know why nobody cares?
Why is no one
cares? Okay, are we a weekend?
I think
it started last Thursday, I think.
I thought there was a couple events beforehand that were before the opening ceremony.
Okay, so even more than a week.
Right.
How many medals have been awarded in the Summer Olympics one weekend?
I don't know. There's no medals awarded this year.
Yeah.
At the Winter Olympics, they don't even give medals. They give like a stupid stuffed tiger or something.
No, they give a
medal. No, what's it called?
They get a medal.
No, they get a tiger. They get a stuffed animal.
No, knucklehead.
No, look. It's called the Shu Harang, the mascot of the 2018.
Oh, my God. Somebody just shoot me.
It's a figure in the Korean culture. A regular tiger was a mascot for the Seoul Olympics in 1988. The white tiger is especially revered.
Matt.
That's what they're giving to these Olympians when they win a medal.
What are you talking about?
They're giving out, they're giving out a stuffed animal instead of the medal.
No, they're not.
They get the medal later in the ceremony.
No, they don't.
They get the stuffed animal.
They get the medal when they raise the flag.
They get the shoe harangue.
Oh, my God. I'm going to shoe harangue you out the door.
Is that like a boomerang?
Oh, my God.
Is that where it came from in Australia?
I never thought that you could get this. Stupid.
I'm doing my crack research. This is Yahoo Sports. No, that's a credible site.
But, Matt, you're not supposed to do research on crack.
Well, I put it in the sauce. That's how they get people coming back.
Oh, my God.
No, but look how cute the shoe harang is.
Okay, that's great. But they still get a medal. They're ugly-looking medals, but it's still a medal.
But this little tiger is probably the most valuable thing of the games.
Not more than the medal.
The medal costs them tax money. They got to pay tax.
They do. They got to pay tax
Michael
on this.
Michael Phelps probably owes a ton of money.
Well, no, because his endorsements pay that.
Oh, they do.
Well, I'm just saying.
Who's like cannabis companies? Like, who's he represented by?
That was a long time ago. And congratulations to Michael Phelps and his wife. They just had their second swimmer.
So another one.
I don't know if you saw that. So
those
again,
sperm are strong.
Before you really took me to the right, and now I'm so befuddled. I don't know what to talk about. I think one of the reasons that people don't watch as much is we're a week in. The leader, which I believe is Norway, has like 12 medals.
Okay.
A week in. In the Summer Olympics, you're number one, which is normally either us or Russia, even though Russia's been banned. There's athletes from Russia. But Russia has been banned from this Olympics. You have like
Why was Russia 30. Banned?
They do a thing called juice.
Oh.
Like 87% of their athletes tested positive. So
I thought it was like a collusion thing with the Trump administration, like they banned them.
Well, no. Never mind.
I don't know. I don't know how that all works politically.
It's supposedly not political.
Oh.
It's they tested positive. Too many of their athletes tested positive. So here's the thing
John Jones is Russian?
That's befuddling to me.
Anderson Silva is Russian?
If their athletes tested positive, and you ban the country, why are you still letting Russian athletes in the Olympics? Now, it would be different, but it's still. Either ban those athletes, but if you're going to ban Russia, then ban Russian athletes. And the other thing that still befuddles me is the Canadian's figure skater that just won, or the speed skater or whatever,
okay,
is from another country.
Wow. Huh.
And a lot of countries give citizenship.
Duels, yeah.
Well, not even dual.
So you get
citizenship to come play for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do that.
So we're going to get you citizenship in Afghanistan to make pizzas.
Did you know how big I am in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I heard you're huge.
No, I'm huge.
No, I know that.
I got the carvings in the caves.
I'm sure you do.
It's like Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Did you see the sisters? Are you aware of the two
Afghanistan
sisters? No. We're back to the Winter Olympics.
Oh, no. I didn't see them.
All right. There's one set of sisters that are on Team USA women's hockey, obviously sisters, so okay, they're on the women's hockey.
All right.
There's another set of sisters, one plays for Team USA, one plays for Korea.
Oh, wow.
But she's from Korea.
Okay.
So she was adopted, and then when they brought her to the States, a month later they delivered their own baby girl.
Wow.
They're from Minnesota, a big, hockey state.
And they play on the same team.
Well, no, she plays for Korea.
Wow.
Thanks for listening.
Wow.
And the sister plays for Team USA.
But the other set of sisters play on the same team.
Yes.
So it's kind of like the LeVar Ball thing where he wants all of his kids to play for the Lakers.
The difference is the girls have talent.
Right. Right.
Did you see Lorenzo has threatened to have his son quit the Lakers?
Well, which one's the dad? LeVar is the dad.
Yeah.
So he wants to have all three of his kids play
for the
Lakers.
And if they refuse, he's going to make Lonzo quit.
What an idiot.
What?
This guy's an idiot.
When does Lonzo finally tell his dad to shove it? Take this job and shove it. You're no longer my dad.
God. I mean, I would have hoped it would happen last year.
Well, but it didn't.
I know.
Well, but again, think about it. When do you cut ties with your parent or parents?
Yeah.
That are overbearing. He's living his life even though he played in the NBA. He claims that he could have beat Michael Jordan back in the day.
Yeah.
I think he averaged 1.8 or 0.8.
Yeah, like under 2 points per game.
But he can beat Michael Jordan.
Not in a million years.
I believe Michael Jordan today could beat Lonzo.
All balls.
Together.
Yeah. Oh, in a heartbeat. No question.
I think it definitely goes without saying. So, all right, believe it or not, it is break time again.
Again?
So it is. It's goodbye. When we come back, I want to talk about Bellator tonight,
okay,
UFC tomorrow, and what we'll be doing with the UFC next week. Plus, we have a pair of tickets to give away.
Woo-wee.
We're going to talk about it all when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Stone.
Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Welcome to Culver.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on,
to.
Man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Welcome to Delicious.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Speaking of a day, that day is next Wednesday. We're going to be live. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Right now, we are broadcasting live from Torta Pizza. Duh.
Do.
Not do, it's duh.
But next we'll be live from Orlando from the UFC Media.
Here's the lineup for next Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, and then we're going to go back on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Saturday.
Well, Friday the Randy Regime will be in town, so we're going to do something in Orlando.
Are they coming in early? Are the Regime coming in on
Wednesday?
I don't
know when the Regime's coming. Okay. I don't.
I think they're coming in a little early, aren't they?
But here's who we're going to have on Wednesday and then maybe even run some rerun some on Friday.
Okay.
Sam Alvey.
Okay.
Smiling Sam Alvey. Mike Perry, our good friend.
Platinum, Mike Perry.
OSP.
OSP.
Ben Saunders, who you're going to attempt to look like him next week. Josh Emmett, main event. And Max Griffin.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure, what about the other guys? Like Stevens, will we get those guys around?
That's our schedule. That's six people in 2 hours.
We'll grab a couple other guys.
All right.
We'll fit them in.
I'll bring the shirt.
Which one?
I got the Jeremy Stevens shirt.
Oh, do you?
I've purchased three MMA shirts.
Huda.
Yeah. I bought
this
that.
This guy.
I bought the Conor McGregor shirt.
You get an autograph?
No.
Come on. Are you a big autograph guy?
Not really.
I saw you in line last Saturday.
Only because it was a Hall of Famer.
Which
one? It was Andre Dawson. I got Andre Dawson first, and then I got your boy Tony Perez. And I wanted to say something to George Foster, but I didn't.
I was surprised that you clammed up.
Well, you didn't either. See, if you would have done
I didn't know who George Foster was.
If you would have done what you were supposed to do to the Tool, Kevin Kiermaier, then I might have done something with George Foster.
I at that point, I was still under the influence that he had nothing to do with it.
He's still a Tool.
He's still a douche.
Tool.
He's a Tool.
He's a Tool. Did you see his tweet and I responded?
No.
He said something to the effect of, I'm very excited to report to camp, ready to go to war with the fellas.
Oh, yeah? He's a warrior now.
And I said, you're going to war?
Yeah.
You enlisted?
Wow. Good for him.
I didn't know you had the basketballs to enlist.
I don't think so.
He is a Tool.
He wouldn't pass the physical with that broken hip.
I can't wait till he tries to slide at first again.
I can't wait for him.
I don't want him to get hurt, but he's going to.
Yeah, of course.
Not a big fan of his.
He's fragile.
I'm not a big fan of his.
Sensitive guy.
But I've said it before. I said it before Saturday. I said it before your incident. I've said it when I saw him at spring training. And what does it take when fans are yelling to turn around and wave?
I mean, that's what you're there for. Those guys are paying your paychecks.
No, they're not.
They're
not paying your paychecks.
They're putting
No, they're not.
They're paying concessions. They're paying for the tickets.
That doesn't pay your paycheck.
That pays for the team to be able to offer you a contract. It absolutely does. TV ratings, market ratings.
Well, what you're not. No. The team pays your salary. All that other stuff goes to the team. I know that it's a semantics of words, but the fans do not pay the salary. The owners do. But with that said, I understand, you know, you don't want to make eye contact. I mean, I know they do that, and that's why they do it, because they don't want to sign autographs. They don't want to. But the two times I saw Kiermaier, he was 10 feet on the field. So it's not like you can sign an autograph as you're running out to the outfield.
Right.
So when fans are yelling, you can't turn around in spring training and just acknowledge them?
You mean limping out to the outfield?
No, he didn't limp yet because he didn't get hurt.
He was still running.
You said that you noticed a limp. Did you really?
Yeah, I mean, you could see he's not the same. I mean, so I don't know. But, yeah, it was a fun day out at Spectrum Field, the Ted Williams Museum.
Doc Gooden, I know you were excited about him. Wade Boggs. I don't like the word legend.
You do. You've been a fan lately.
A fan?
I mean, you used it yesterday or Wednesday with Chuck Liddell.
But Chuck Liddell, he's a legend. I don't like to use the word legend for mediocre players.
I mean, on Valentine's Day, you drop the L word a lot on Valentine's Day.
What are you talking about?
Valentine's Day? You know what? Do you remember Valentine's Day fell on Ash Wednesday? You know that?
No, I don't know.
You know what Ash Wednesday is?
No.
The religious where they put the ashes on the forehead?
Okay.
So it's better to be single than be with an ash hole.
What? What?
It's better to be single on Valentine's.
I'm just turning them off. Your jokes are, you're off. You're off. You're off. You're done. This is, I think I am going to start auditioning new co-hosts.
I thought we had one today.
You're off. Your mic's not even on. So.
We're so excited. But it was time.
It was from a year ago.
Time Hop tagged me, said 1 year ago. I thought it was today, and so I was excited about Andrew joining the program. So I'm like researching what he's into. I was gonna bust him up a little bit about being a Miami Canes, like, you know, diehard fan, a Warren Sapp friend. Did you see Warren Sapp, your boy? Did you see him get clowned by like the dude that served him papers?
I did see it. I did see.
How's he going to take a picture as a fan and then turn around and be like, oh, by the way, here's your papers to be served?
Well, he didn't say it that way. He said, thank you very much for the picture. Oh, by the way, you've been served. Yeah. And I bet you he thinks that's why I've texted him. I've texted Warren the last 2 days.
Oh.
Because
you're going to bail him out?
Well, no, I got him UFC tickets for next Saturday.
Did you really?
I got him tickets, not you.
Oh, what? Come on. Seriously?
Sorry.
He didn't do anything to win it. Did he guess the 7 movies?
No.
No, what do you do to win?
He's sitting with Dana.
Who?
Warren Sapp is sitting with Dana.
Why am I not sitting with Dana?
I can't put you with Dana.
Are you kidding me?
I can barely put a headphone on you. And you want to sit next to Dana?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you wouldn't let me challenge Chuck Liddell on Wednesday.
That's why.
You turned my microphone off. I was going to challenge you.
No.
You turned it. You
said. No. I said I was going to turn you. Right.
But
and I never did.
The two Mohawk Warriors. I mean, I would drug the Iceman out into the desert. And, like, challenge him to a Mojave Desert.
He would win. So why would you?
He couldn't win the Big Brother. He couldn't last the first night.
Do you watch Big Brother? Did you see what happened?
No, I didn't watch
it. There was really
nothing. Do I look like a guy that watches Big Brother?
There was really nothing he could do.
What? Why?
Because they purposely, the creators of Big Brother, which I think was awful and a bad news. Well, when you put 6 women and 5 men, obviously.
It's uneven.
It's uneven. So at least what you coulda, shoulda, woulda is 6 and 6 and give everybody a fighting chance.
Okay.
But see, by doing that, it may not have been.
So you think the women all had an alliance because they're female?
Well, they did as soon as they got in the house.
Is it gender?
As soon as they got in the house, the women said, there's one more of us. We need to get head of house, and then we need to boot somebody out.
Wow.
So now it's 6 and 5, but Ross, whatever the heck his name is from, I don't know what late show.
The Jay Leno show or something? Ross Matthews.
Yeah, who I don't like some things he's done in the past at the Miss Universe or Miss World or Miss whatever. But,
did he win?
But he then aligned with the women.
Of course.
So now it's 7-4.
Because he identifies as a woman.
So when it's 7-4 and a female wins head of house, they're going to now pick guys off. Now, we had Chuck Liddell on Wednesday to talk about it. They gave these gift bags. Everybody got a gift bag. And if you chose to go into the gift bag, in some of the bags, it had a recount or whatever, which made you the new head of house.
Okay.
So the head of house at the time, I believe it was Shannon, told Chuck, you're safe, but we're booting out a guy. Okay. So all the guys said, well, we need to fight back. And then when it came time to open these gift bags, Chuck was the only guy who did it.
Right.
The other guys, who really Chuck was trying to protect them as well as himself, since he went to open and then all the women did, they changed to another woman head of house and they booted Chuck out.
I you know, from our interview on Wednesday with him, I definitely think the one takeaway was, you know, how he talked about how in the real world, his word is something, it means something. And there, he had to be vindictive. He had to lie. The whole point of the game in Big Brother is
right,
to be fake and false. And so it was really hard for him to portray that because that's just not how he lives his life.
It's not. You know, I know Chuck fairly well. And Chuck is one of the coolest, most down-to-earth people. A lot of the MMA legends that I've gotten to know are different and always have been different, and I've always said they're different, and I'm stereotyping, than other sports athletes.
Well, isn't it like the most brutal sports tend to have the nicest guys? I mean, like hockey players, I've never met a hockey player that I was like, oh, man, that guy's a complete jerk. Or a rugby player that's like a complete jerk.
You ever met a rugby player?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, but those guys will knock each other out on the field.
Yeah.
They go drink beer all night long on the same, like two teams just hanging out afterwards.
I was always befuddled when I would go to early UFCs. I believe UFC 13 was my first one. UFC 222 is coming up, or just happened, or whatever. But these guys would fight, and then I remember riding the bus to the after party as two guys who fought sat next to each other and talked.
Because they're warriors.
I fought my brother when I was a teenager, and I still dislike him.
Well, at least you didn't throw him out of the house like George Foster.
No, George Foster threw my brother off the field.
At a Cardinal game?
It was a spring training Cardinal game that got rained out. We were playing at Child's Park, I think it was.
Is he going to hang that jersey you got him autographed in the
No, I got him a baseball. I got him a baseball.
Staff zone lair.
He's got a pretty cool
collection. I bet your brother's a king, man.
So I said to him, I said, I went and I got you an autographed ball tonight of your favorite player. And he got all excited. He goes, you got a ball signed by Michael Jack Schmidt for me? Because Michael Schmidt is his favorite player. And I said, no, I got a ball signed by George Foster. And he started to laugh.
So I thought your jersey got signed. Whose jersey did you get signed?
Steve Carlton and
Lefty.
And Lefty. Richie Allen.
Oh.
Who was rookie of the year for the Phillies.
I saw you break out the jersey and I was like, oh, that's special.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get Carlton to sign it.
Right.
You know, because Steve Carlton, and that's where I was starting almost an hour ago, where we first started talking about this, a legend. Steve Carlton is a legend.
He is a legend.
Not just because he's a Hall of Famer.
The same year he won Cy Young, Steve Schmidt. Also won the...
Or Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt. Oh, Steve. I got Steve on the brain. But he won the... what did he win? Golden Glove?
He won a lot of things. Right. Michael Jack. I've got a thing in my studio. It's the voice of him hitting his 500th home run, which was a big deal back in the day.
Yeah,
you know, juicing now gets it to 600, now gets it to 700. Yeah. Fred McGriff. Tampa's own Fred
McGriff.
How does this guy not in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah. He had the prettiest swing of all. Mechanically, I don't know if anybody had a better swing than him.
How's he not in? Right. Now, the golden thing was, you know, a 500. He's three short.
Right.
But there's been at least two players that have gotten in recently that every single category, their numbers are not as good as Fred McGriff's.
Yeah.
Home runs, on base.
He does. Crime dog, he's awesome.
But if I've got to stick to who I am and what I am and what I believe in, it's been too long. He can't go in.
Yeah.
I'm the guy. I've always said it. 3 years, 5 years tops. Like, I hate this old-timer committee people. You either get in early or you don't get in at all. Your stats don't change.
Right. No, you're right.
Before we hit this last break, did you see the most recent picture of Matt Hughes?
Holding a possum.
Well, did you notice he's wearing 8-man strong shirt and shorts?
He is wearing. I did see the.
Yeah, that we sent him. I guess the possum was on his dog.
Yes, yeah, so he saved the dog from the possum.
And he's holding the possum just like it's dinner.
I mean, do you expect anything less from Matt Hughes?
Nothing. Now, I'm not going to let you say it because I'm sure you dropped the wrong wording because this is the FCC show. But typically, I'll ask people, and I'm going to turn your mic off just in case. I'm not taking any chances. So I normally ask people, like, well, what's your favorite? Who's your favorite this sport, that sport, fighter. And they'll tell me, and I said, well, my favorite fighter got hit by a damn train and lived and walked away from it and claims he's going to fight again. That's Matt Hughes. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Radio Network.
Join the Bay Area Renaissance Festival weekends, February 10th through March 25th. Enjoy craft beer, live entertainment, mermaids, fairies, and more. Discount coupons available at Subway and Circle K and online at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Can I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Craig Culver on Culver's Fresh Frozen Custard Chocolate Shake.
Here's something you may not know. Our chocolate shake actually begins with Culver's vanilla fresh frozen custard, made with the world's finest vanilla.
Wait a minute, vanilla?
Yep, it's the ultimate foundation for all our shakes and malts. Then we add thick, rich chocolate and handcraft it right before your eyes.
Tell you what I do know, that sounds incredible right now.
Nothing beats a cool, creamy chocolate shake. That's what makes it a classic. Welcome to Delicious.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Final few moments here from Tour de Pizza. Duh.
Was that Cal Ripken Jr.? Was he the Iron Man? Was that his nickname?
Yeah.
Was he the Iron Man of baseball?
Yeah.
I'm going to change my Iron Man pizza to the Cal Ripken Jr.
You can do whatever you want, but I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right, and I'm not sure which side I want to take, so I may take whatever side you don't.
Okay.
When you're watching tennis and they grunt back and forth.
Oh, that's sexy. The girls grunt.
Oh, no, you like it when the guys grunt.
No, when the women grunt.
That's What's the sexy. Difference? Why would one but not the other?
Well, I mean, it's like watching MMA fighters. Like, the girl fighters are a lot more easy to watch than the guys. I mean, they're all.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, you asked.
You're done. I told you the first time you said something stupid in this segment, you were gone. Your mic's off, so it doesn't matter.
Can I get out of timeout now? Okay, look. So tennis. Is that
you're on probation.
Is tennis part of the Olympics?
Hold on a second.
Is tennis part of the Olympics?
It is part of the Olympics.
The Winter Olympics or summer? Or they do both?
Are you an idiot on purpose?
I'm just asking a question. They have domes. They have bubble domes inside. You can play tennis inside.
Is tennis a winter sport or a summer sport?
Obviously, it's a year-round sport.
Not if you live in Minnesota outside.
If you have a bubble, you got a dome. They play the Super Bowl in Minnesota.
I think there's a bubble in your brain. I really do.
I got an idea. I would like to make a submission for a new Olympic sport.
A submission?
Submission.
Okay.
Okay, were you ready for the submission?
Sure. go ahead and submit whatever
Here's
you
the
want.
Idea. It's South Korea versus North Korea. We put the tennis net across the border, and then the loser gets nuked.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, but you wouldn't be able to swap sides because they won't let you back
out. Or, you know, there's that game like Ellen DeGeneres and all them have play this game that, you know, where the thing explodes. You have to answer these questions, and if you're holding the ball, well, yeah. Maybe you set the tennis ball up to explode.
Okay.
And then you play, you know, and then at any time, the ball can explode.
I mean, I guess we could do it with the NBA All-Star game, and Dennis Rodman could have an exploding basketball.
Do you know that I have audio, okay, proof? Of Dennis Rodman.
In North Korea?
Before he became the Dennis Rodman that we know today.
Before the Rocket Man's, the little Rocket Man's best friend?
I was at the NBA All-Star game in Miami.
Okay.
And I'm hanging with Magic Johnson.
Magic Man.
And
the Magic Man. Now you see me? Now you don't.
That's John Cena, but whatever. you see what I got to put up with?
That's,
it's like dealing with a three-year-old.
But that's the Talladega Night, the Daytona 500 guy. Like the Magic Man, he's like, now you see me, now you don't.
Okay. So then I go up to Rodman, and I'm talking to Dennis Rodman. And he said, you know what really bothers me? And I said, no, Mr. Rodman, what bothers you? And he said, we just won the NBA title last year, the Detroit Pistons.
Okay.
He said, go out into the arena right now and ask fans that are here today to name the Detroit Pistons. And they will, Bill Laimbeer and
Isaiah Thomas, Isaiah with the pill.
You know, trying to kiss Magic and, you know, all that stuff. And they'll say, what's that other guy's name? Which was Dennis Rodman.
The worm.
He goes, I'm going to have to do something. I need to change this.
Make a red mohawk.
And he changed it.
He needed the style. Like a wedding dress for him.
And he did that.
He did do
that. He married himself.
He did marry himself. He did do that.
Well, that's like Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen. And by the way, we do need to talk about, I know we only have a couple minutes left, tonight's Bellator and tomorrow's UFC. But Chael Sonnen, who is in one side of the Bellator heavyweight tournament, has offered to be an alternate in the other side so that he can fight himself in the finale.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean,
who would you pick to win?
Well, you know, Fat Joe was here last week for the concert.
I don't know who that
and
is.
And he's the king of street ball in New York. And Pee Wee Kirkland, the street ball legend.
Pee Wee Herman?
Pee Wee Kirkland, the street ball legend, couldn't even imagine that his team didn't have to play to win the championship.
I don't know what you're even talking
Same
about.
Same thing, Chael Sonnen is going to fight himself so he doesn't have to fight to win the championship.
Have you ever gone to that movie theater that Pee Wee Herman hung out in Sarasota?
I did, but I didn't sit down.
Okay, that's
a
good one.
A little sticky.
All right, tonight, Matt Mitrione takes on Roy Big Country Nelson.
Big Country. I'm going Big Country. I know you don't like him.
It's not that I don't like him.
You like him as a person.
I love him as a fighter, too.
He's an awesome guy.
You know, I like somebody that after he knocks you out, he jumps up on a 6-foot cage and rubs his belly.
It's awesome.
Which is what he does.
I like, get in my belly.
But I think Mitrione wins.
I don't think so.
All right.
I'm going Big Country.
All right, let's make a wager.
What do you want to bet?
Okay. If Roy Nelson wins, I'll make a pizza delivery for you.
All right. Well, you did two today.
So that means I have two credit.
All right, got you. Yeah, you're ahead two.
The second guy tipped me how much?
$10.
And what did the first one tip me?
Just gave you a compliment.
$6?
On your awesome hairdo.
So I get $16 when I leave after doing the show?
16.
This is awesome.
That's what it is.
I may stop it and deliver more often.
I could use you. I could use the help. Actually, next week when Shane Grossman and Eric are here.
We'll send them out.
We'll send those guys out.
That we can do that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
With the Knockout Radio logo on the neck, I mean, they'll know he's ours.
Well, and he's doing the hand next time when he comes back in April.
Oh, the hand.
Yeah.
Because he got the laser removal.
He's got it all removed, and then he's going to do Knockout Radio on his hand. So when he takes pictures, you know, he can do the hanging 10 or whatever this. What's that mean?
The Hang Ten?
Is that what it is, Hang Ten?
Hang Ten, yeah.
How do you get Hang Ten from two fingers?
We'll have to ask a Hawaiian guy. Like BJ Penn, maybe ask that guy.
Donald Cerrone tomorrow night.
The Cowboy.
Cowboy.
Is this his last fight if he doesn't win this?
No.
Is his career done?
No.
I mean, he's not going to be in the title contention if he doesn't win this one.
He's not in title contention if he wins.
True. But at least he's still in the hunt and can continue.
He's relative? Is that what you're saying?
Relevant.
Relevant? Well, he's relative, too.
Yeah, relative, too.
To being relevant.
Other Cowboys.
Probably.
But I think if he loses this one, two-fight losing streak.
That's he's not rare.
He's at the end of his career. He's had so many fights already.
He has.
He's not. What's he chasing it for? What's he fighting
money?
It for?
He spends the money faster than he gets it.
You think so?
He says it.
What's he spending on?
Everything. He lives life. You know, he has more toys. He has the ranch in New Mexico and Albuquerque.
He's a high-tech redneck. What was that song?
I don't know.
No, the high-tech redneck.
When he fought in Orlando, the press conference was at Shaq's house. Okay?
No.
Which it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. Weg, Sean, and I, we were there. We were in the basketball court. That's where the press conference was.
Did you see his round bed he had custom made?
No, I didn't go into his bedroom, but we saw some of his vehicles and stuff.
I bet you were there.
But allegedly, Cowboy was doing dives off the roof of the house into the pool.
Wow.
You know, up on the chimney and diving over.
Is that next door to Tiger Woods' house?
It's on the same street.
Okay.
You know who else lives on that same street?
Okay.
Oscar Schmidt.
Oscar Schmidt, the Brazilian basketball player?
Friend of ours.
Unbelievable.
Yep. He is a friend of ours.
All basketball players live there?
There's a few.
Okay.
You know, that's the big area.
What
so,
about Mo Spates?
No, Mo Spates lives here in Pinellas County.
Oh, so he drives to Orlando every day?
Not telling you where.
Drives
all right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Steve Zavanu, I appreciate it. Hit me up at knockoutradio.com to register for the ATHAR3IS. Hit me up on Twitter at knockoutradio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
You brush your hair, and I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the ice and glint. I can see you moving with
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.